Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talking with Sam podcast. Just Talking with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. We sit down and talk with the cast and crew of the new movie Unforgettable, coming out April 21st in the theater near you, starring Rosario Dawson and Katherine Heigl. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk a little bit about the movie in a spoiler free. We're not spoiling anything. So I understand this movie comes out Friday, so you guys can check it out. So in a spoiler free setting, we get chance to talk with the cast and crew. They'll be Skyping in as me and Tasha get set, but until that happens, we gotta pay some bills around here. So please, guys, everything related to Just Talking with Sam podcast can be found at samshownation.com. yeah, you said it, samshownation.com, right there on the home page and current promotions page of samshownation.com is the donate button. Hit that donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. I mean, every little piece of that goes right back into the podcast, and we make this a bigger, better, badder, greater podcast for you guys right here by doing that. But hey, maybe you want a little bang for your buck, you can always go to samshownation.com, hit the store link, get all your swag there, whether it be t-shirts, hats, stickers. Everything that you will need there is right there at samshownation.com. Hit the store link and you can walk around your daily life and show off your love for the Just Talking with Sam podcast. Speaking of podcasts, best way to listen to the podcast is going to samshownation.com, hitting that podcast link, and listen to the latest podcast right there at samshownation.com or however you listen to your podcast. We are currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and good old RSS for whatever player you have available. I'm so excited about these interviews, so I'm kind of blowing through this whole thing. But we do have a few promotions this week, so I want to read that, and we're going to jump right into the craziness of this show. The first promotion, and you can always go to samshownation.com, current promotion, see what we have. The first sponsor of this podcast comes from the guys at Starbucks. Starbucks.com, ladies and gentlemen, via samshownation.com. They know spring is sprung, and they want you to celebrate spring at Starbucks stores online via samshownation.com. So you can hop into spring with Starbucks store online. Customers will save 30% off on their order by using the offer code BUNNY. Now, you may want to hurry up because this offer ends on the 17th of April. But the best way to do it is go to samshownation.com, click that Starbucks link, and you can get whatever your online orders there for 30% off. Maybe it's cups, maybe it's coffee, maybe it's tea, maybe it's water bottles. Whatever you need from Starbucks, you want to do that. And before the 17th, at checkout, put in the offer code BUNNY. But maybe you is a home barista. Maybe you want to do your own thing. You can save an additional 25% on soups and sauces, you know, that you put in your coffee at checkout by putting in the offer code SWEET. Yes, SWEET. S-W-E-E-T at checkout. And that offer goes to the 24th of April. So what you want to do, go to samshownation.com, click that Starbucks link and put in the offer code BUNNY to save 30% off your entire purchase, or SWEET on sauces and syrups and save an additional 25%. Go to Starbucks, be at samshownation.com. The next sponsor knows a thing or two about spring, especially because spring break has started and people are vacationing, and those people are Booking.com. Booking.com, Booking.yeah. Go to Booking.com via SamShowNation.com. Right there on the home promotions page, you can go click that link, go to Booking.com, find a great city for a great holiday. Booking.com guarantees the best prices for any type of property, whether it's apartments, boats, castles, tree houses, villas, yurts. The type of accommodation is listed on Booking.com is more diverse than ever. Truly international. You can go international. You can cross some waters. Booking.com is available in over 42 different languages, over 224 countries. That's a lot of countries. And over, and I say this with no hyperbole, over a million properties worldwide. Booking.com has booking fees, offers free cancellations on most rooms. Booking.com operates on its own in-house customer service team 24/7. You can call and talk to an actual person. And out of 42 languages, it's a pretty good chance they speak yours to ensure your exceptional customer service. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click the booking.com link. You can find a great city in which you want to hang out. Spring break's right around the corner. Get yourself a yurt. Who knows? Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the current promotions. Click booking.com. Next sponsor. Well, y'all should have been known this, but if you're listening to me the day this comes out, is Easter. You can still do it. Go to SamShowNation. Current promotions page and hit the flower.com link, and you can send fresh flowers with same day delivery, because that is important. Because if you're doing it on a day, same day delivery, Easter is today as I am talking. You can get a bunch of Easter basket bundles. Ooh, that is a mouthful. Easter basket bundles ranging from whatever your price range is, though, just to put spring right in your life. And also at flower.com, they have what is called the deal of the day. You can leave it to their experienced florists, designers to arrange the perfect gift basket with the freshest and most beautiful flowers available. Now, this just isn't for Easter. This is all types of occasions. You can do it for birthday, get well, anniversaries, funerals, or just because. You can just do it just because. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that flowers.com, and get yourself or someone else a bouquet of flowers. Let them know that they are special. Wow. Got a few more. Got two more. The good folks at Walmart.com still want you to visit their Daily Savings Center. By going to Walmart.com, you can get the hottest offers for you today. The Daily Savings Center at Walmart has the best of clearance, rollback, special buys all in one place. And you can go ahead and do that via SamShowNation.com. Current promotions page, click the Walmart link. And you too can get some of the best things you are going to get at Walmart. And one of the cool things about Walmart is they have same day in-store pickup. You can order it online, pick it up at your nearest Walmart. Now that works right there, or maybe you don't want to leave the house. They have free 2-day shipping on whatever you order, free 2-day shipping right to the house. Or maybe you can order right there online. You could go to your friendly neighborhood Walmart and you can pick it up that day. I know I'm going to do it. I've done it. What's up, DeMarco? DeMarco, I hand him a slip. He is waiting and he has my stuff. I leave. I have not spent more than 10 minutes in Walmart because I know what I want because I ordered it online. And then on top of that, now Walmart is moving over to groceries. You can get some of your groceries right there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to order some groceries and I'm going to go to the pickup station in every Walmart has it. And then I can walk in and walk out, beat the rush, and get down and be able to watch this movie Unforgettable that I'm talking to the cast about. You can do it all right there at Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Walmart link, visit their Daily Savings Center, and you can save money on your clearance, rollback, special buys. You can get the free 2-day shipping, or you get free pickup in store same day on a lot of items same day. And there you go that way. So Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Let me tell you something about Amazon.com. The internet was built for a lot of different things. One of them is shopping. Who are we kidding? You're going to Amazon.com. They got everything from A to Z, all of the Earth's biggest selection. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon banner, shop as you normally would. By doing that, you can get all the things you need that they have right there at Walmart. Maybe you need some shirts. Maybe you want to step up your summer reading game. Maybe you want to listen to the new album by John Mayer. They got it there. Maybe you want to listen to the new album by Kendrick Lamar. They got it there. By going to Amazon.com, they have everything that you need. But the only thing we ask you to do is go to Amazon.com, hit the banner on SamShowNation.com on the homepage and current promotions page. So let's do this. Let's reset these mics. Gitasha, Mike, she ready to go? And we're going to sit down and talk with the cast and crew of Unforgettable. And I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
We are back. I just did the intro. Tosh is here with me. All right, man. All right, let me break down the fourth wall a little bit. A lot of y'all, I don't know when you're listening to this. You probably on your car, in your at your job, you on the train, wherever you listening to my voice. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Just Talk With Sam podcast. But as of right now, we're recording this. We are up. Early.
Did you buy me some
Saturday
coffee?
Morning.
Did you buy me a coffee?
Okay. We're going to act like, here's why we're up early in the morning. I'm ignoring you because Skyping in is someone I've been waiting to talk to for a long ass time. Miss
Sam,
Rosario
listen.
Dawson.
We don't have
all day.
For your long-winded mess, okay?
Oh, don't get me wrong. We're talking to the cast and crew.
You gotta make this quick.
Look.
Can you do that?
We're talking to the cast and crew of Unforgettable, the movie. Now, the movie's coming out this Friday. Let me look at my notes. I want to make sure. I don't want to mess up Rosario's money. Friday, the 21st, Unforgettable hits theaters, to a theater near you. It's Rosario Dawson, Katherine Heigl. This is one of these Denise DeNovi movies. So, I mean, like, I'm experienced with her work, but outside of Batman, she just tried to get you to cry. And a lot of stuff she did.
Nothing wrong with crying.
But it's Rosario.
You should.
All right. But we are up early because anyone who's listened to this podcast, y'all know that's my girl. Now, nothing against Katherine Heigl, nothing against nobody else in this movie, but if I'm waking up ass crack in the morning early.
Sam, those balls are clean.
The hell are you talking about?
Ball washing.
Look.
Washing balls.
Alright, first of all, let me tell you something about Rosario Dawson.
They're sparkling.
That is a great actress. Off rip. I don't know her personally.
Does she have an Oscar?
She could.
Does she have one?
She could. I think she didn't want one.
Wow.
Let me break something down. I don't know her personally, and whenever they Skype in, that can all change. I don't try to keep it professional. I really am. Mm-hmm. However, that's my girl. I've been rocking with her since kids.
Unfortunately,
I didn't see her in Rent. I didn't seen her in a multitude of other movies.
Unfortunately.
You can't hate on Rosario.
I'm not hating
like
on Rosario.
Even that horse shit Kevin James Zoo movie I watched her in that. Trance. Oh, she got butt ass naked in Trance.
Wow.
Like butt ass.
I get butt naked for you every day. You don't act like that.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Did you start the movie Trance?
Yep.
Now this is hypnotism before I get out. Like, I watched Trance and I was just like, a word, I see what my man hypnotized. Word. Okay. Like, and I mean this with the utmost respect. Graham talking about her being butt ass, but I mean it in the most respectful way one can.
No, you don't.
I'm an admirer of her work.
I feel disrespected.
I mean, feel great, man. So, if we gonna be up at the crack of dawn, shit, fucking Birds ain't even out yet. Gonna do this, well, the interview, the press junket. We are number one on the list.
How did you get that?
Because we lobbied to do it before anyone else.
Okay.
And
did you get press passes so we can see this movie?
I'm pushing for the Skype. I'll buy the ticket to this movie.
Of course you will, because you want to put some money in Rosario Dawson's pocket.
Hey, Katherine Heigl in this mug too?
Yeah, I don't hear you talk about Katherine Heigl.
Look,
you talking.
Let me tell you about Katherine Heigl.
He lusts over Rosario Dawson.
That is a sexy woman.
And you're not supposed to lust.
It's not lust. It's
I can't even talk.
It's like a
obsession.
Deep respect.
Obsession.
Deep respect. No, because it's not obsession. Because I respect the roles. Like anyone who's listened to this podcast, know I am down with the Marvel and DC universe. I know a thing or two about comic books.
Unfortunately,
and this woman has straddled the fence on Marvel and defense. Marvel and DC. It's so early, but Marvel and DC. She was obviously Claire Temple in the Netflix movies. She was Wonder Woman in two or three.
Y'all got that job now.
Batman or like the DC animated.
Not after Gal Gadot, the real Wonder Woman.
She was Hippolyta. Since we in the Wonder World universe.
And let's not get it twisted. I don't dislike Rosario Dawson. I need to say that. It's just, I dislike Sam liking Rosario.
Hey, man, she
fun. You know, because he always hates on me in the actors.
New York in the house, she will get your ass, man. She about that life.
Every time I say Charlie Hunnam, he gets a frown on his face.
No, see, the deal with Charlie Hunnam is...
He's fine.
But the body of work versus Rosario Dawson's body.
Sons of Anarchy, Jax Teller. He don't need no more body of work. That's good.
Yeah, but versus Rosario Dawson's body... Of work.
You're talking about her body.
Of work.
No, you didn't. You say that. You need to say that together.
Say what together?
A pause there. You said her body.
Of work.
Space.
What's wrong with her body? Of work. I mean that in the utmost respect. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready for that call. But one thing we are getting ready for around Sam Show Nation is the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs, you know they're coming. You know they're here. It is what it is. I mean, you know, it's the playoffs. So, before we dive into the teams that made it and the teams that don't and all that good stuff, I will throw out the bat signal to the panel of experts because I'm pretty sure they have a lot to say about this. I personally will not talk about this until they show up, but just know we watching. No, there's some stuff going on in the NBA world. Mm-hmm. And here goes something. I've been dancing around this. Normally, when people call in or Skype in or we got to do these stuff that we up so early in the morning for, you leave the room.
I will.
Something tells me.
I probably will.
You are going to be right over my shoulder, especially if not do anything else.
You know what? No,
just for Rosario Dawson.
I am a very professional person, and I will remain.
Because you've only done this once.
I've done this this is my third or fourth time doing this.
Once where you weren't nervous, and I'm looking over there. You got your phone out, so I'll imagine notes are on there. Now, we have not seen the movie yet, but this movie just strikes me as just overall, non-Rosario Dawson related. Katherine Heigl was the bad guy.
Yes, she is.
So that's new for me right there.
Antagonist.
Antagonist, yes. Okay. Rosario Dawson has been a good person before. She's been good. She's been bad. She's been indifferent.
She's not a good... Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but my point is, I ain't ever seen a movie or seen her in that light. It's,
I'm trying to think. This movie might be like Shades of Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Shades of Misery. It's kind of giving me those teases.
I'm getting that vibe of like just straight up jealousy from the trailers and stuff we watch.
What's another? Hand That Rocks the Cradle. White female.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm
getting. The movie we just seen with Morris Chestnut.
Shit, we talked to them. God, what was that? The Hand That Breaks. Something breaks.
When the bow breaks.
When the bow breaks. Now,
is it on
but
DVD yet? 'Cause I don't wanna see it
again. It gotta be by now. We talked to them. It gotta be.
Yeah, that was last September.
Yeah, so it gotta be. But like, I rock with Denise DeNovi in her movies that she's directed and produced. But I want to ask her, you know, if she's in on this or we're Skyping with the team. So. Is it outside her wheelhouse? I mean, like, when you Google her movies and you look up her movies, a lot of her movies make you want to cry. I know she did the one.
I'm sure this movie seems like it's going to have a bunch of emotions.
Life as We Know It. She did the one with Zac Efron. He was coming back from the war. Like, outside of Batman, and she did Catwoman. We don't speak of that movie. That's not a real movie.
You talking about Halle Berry Catwoman?
Oh, yeah, she did that too. But you know what? You know, she made it back. She came back. She did like, after that horse shit, she did like 5 or 6 bangers in a row. Just great movies, because you kind of had to. I mean, so Catwoman was one of those things.
Okay, she got like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's all her stuff like Edward Scissorhands.
Practical Magic. Okay.
You see what I mean by all her movies make you want to cry, make you...
I'm just defining the Catwoman, New York Minute, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants producer. Okay.
Yeah, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. That was one of the... I don't want to say it was a tearjerker, but
yeah,
it was a lot...
Focus, you remember that movie, don't you?
Focus wasn't exactly a tearjerker until the end.
That's on Will Smith, right?
Yeah. I watched that on the plane. Watched Focus, and that was... I thought that was just going to be a heist movie. It wasn't just heist. It was like some emotional stuff in that as well. But that's like her wheelhouse. So now I'm going in this blind.
But this is her first movie as director.
Is it?
Yes.
But she's been like a producer.
Every other movie she's produced.
No, she was a director in Life as We Know It.
Okay, let me look at this again. Let me look.
Look at me. I did some homework. It's Rosario. No. If we gonna wake up this early.
Hold on. I don't want to be wrong here. No, this is the first movie that she's directed and produced.
Yeah, she did both on this one. But she directed...
This is the first movie she's directed.
Really?
Yes. She produced every other movie.
I thought she...
This is her first movie. First time directing a movie.
Nah, something tells me she...
I'm looking at it, Sam.
She directed...
Like the Batman movie, all that. She was producer. Still an important job. But this movie in particular is her baby, because this is her first time directing.
Nah, she also did Life as We Know It, man. I know she did. Because I didn't want to watch that movie, and I ended up watching it with you. It was her and the Hulk. Yeah. I think she was the director in that too. So
I'm just trying to double check, because I don't want to be wrong.
Hey, you want to check these notes?
I'm looking.
You better update your notes with these Google facts. Shit, you ain't got a chance to update your notes. There they go right here. There go that Skype. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Here we're going to talk to the cast of Unforgettable, and here we go. Hi, we're here with the cast and crew of the movie Unforgettable, and I want to start off, thanks for joining us on Skype. I realize we don't have a lot of time, so I want to start off with Miss Allison Greenspan. I gotta ask, why did you cast Rosario Dawson for this role?
We cast Rosario Dawson because in many ways she is like the Julia who was on the page. She's earthy and voluptuous and free and fun-loving and vulnerable and strong at the same time, and that's a lot of different qualities to have in an actor, and Rosario immediately struck us as someone who could balance all those qualities.
That's interesting. So, I gotta ask, why did you cast her to play opposite Katherine Heigl for her role?
Katie Heigl is someone who's always been synonymous with the good girl. She's in romantic comedies, she was on Grey's Anatomy as sort of the soft person, and we cast her because we thought it would be surprising to her fans to see her play such a dark role.
Now, I've seen a lot of movies by Denise Deneuve. I gotta know, like, a lot of her stuff is usually, I don't want to say tearjerkers, but it runs that line. How does she fit in here as a director?
She knows the female story inside and out. She knows her way around a set. She is so great with actors and making them feel comfortable. It just seemed like a natural fit, and it was a real, real pleasure to support her and help her achieve that dream and her vision for this movie, which from start to finish was just so intricate and smart.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tasha. I'm from the Just Talk With Sam podcast. As you probably know that already. Anywho, how did you approach the character, Helen or Lovey?
She's really an unusual woman in the sense that I believe that her control mechanism is so powerful in her. And I think the way I kind of got inside of her was to really imagine that Helen's mother was a very, very difficult woman to please. And I think Helen survived it, but she certainly has some of those characteristics.
Also, what was it like working with the director, Ms. Denise Deneuve? You got to tell me what that was like.
She really knows what she's looking for. She really knows what she wants. And so, because in a few conversations, you know, we women have a shorthand, it's really interesting. In an instant, she's halfway through the sentence, and I completely understand that beat that she's looking for. And it's wonderful. I've really enjoyed the whole process. She's great.
Also, what was it like working with Katherine Heigl while she was in character as Tessa Canover?
Oh, I love her. Well, I've been a fan anyway of Catherine's, and it's really these few scenes that we have together are so intense, and being the mother of daughters anyway, I wasn't this kind of mother. Well, they might disagree a little here and there, but yeah, just looking into Catherine's eyes, she's so there, she's so present, she's so, I feel very maternal toward her anyway.
All right, Denise Deneuve. Now, I've been a fan of your work, and I've been watching you since Sisterhood of Traveling Pants, What a Girl Wants, the Batman franchise, The Lucky One, so on and so forth. And lately, Focus. I checked that one out. But I want to know, can you tell me a little bit about the story of Unforgettable? Can you tell me a little bit about the story?
The story is about a woman who has a whirlwind love at first sight kind of love affair and decides to give up everything, her job, her home, her life in San Francisco, and move to a small Southern California town because she meets this dream guy. And when she gets there, she finds out that this dream guy does not have a dream ex-wife. He has a very difficult ex-wife and a lovely little girl. But, you know, the first wife, you know, seems to be making an effort. But as time goes on, the relationship gets more and more complicated and more scary.
Now, Denise, this film is a little bit more darker tone than some of the others. So how did you keep the enthusiasm up for this film, or, you know, behind the scenes? Was it even fun just to be there?
I enjoyed directing it. I enjoyed telling that story. And, you know, it's amazing how many people said to me, like, gosh, I've thought of doing that. Or I've kind of, you know, when I've gotten really jealous or really angry, you know, I've kind of thought about that. Like, in my darkest hour, I would never do it. But to see her do it is, you know, really kind of fun to see it. So the twists and the turns and the scares, and I think seeing her go so far, you know, she goes one step further, then another step further, then another step further.
So you're back working with Katherine Heigl with this film, Unforgettable. How does it feel to be back with someone that you've directed in the past?
I always wanted Katherine Heigl to do this movie and play this role. I had worked with her in another film, Life as We Know It, and I think she is one of the greatest actresses working today. I think she's capable of anything. I think she has a level of technique that is kind of mind-blowing. And I really wanted to see her do something different. And I knew she could do this, and she knew she could do it. And she had the courage to really go out on a limb. I mean, this part and this character is very extreme and very complicated and does some very unlikable things. But, you know, she's so lovable. That's why she, you know, was so wonderful in so many of the romantic comedies she did, is there's such a kind of beautiful, angelic quality that she has.
Now, Denise, I got to say I'm a little bit biased, and I am a big fan of Rosario Dawson. I got to know, what was it like working with her?
The thing that really got me about Rosario Dawson is that she has an inherent goodness about her. She has a huge heart in real life, and it comes through in the films that she does, and a likability, and an intelligence, and a sexiness. You know, you can see that a guy would just take one look at her and say, like, that's it. You know, that's the woman for me. But, you know, when I had met her and I would see her even doing, you know, publicity or interviews or talk show interviews, I sensed something in her that I knew that would work for the character, is that you just know that there is a good heart there.
All right. That sounds good. That's, and quite honestly, all true, some of the stuff you were saying. But with the exception of Jeff, you mostly work with a female team, all female team. Can you let us know, was that on purpose, or was how was that?
It's an entire female team from beginning to end. You know, our studio executives, Lynn Harris and Nyjah Kirkendall, our producers, you know, our producer, Lynn Harris and Allison Greenspan, our writer, Christina Hodson. So, you know, I had a lot of women on the team, which was great. It was really wonderful. And developing the script with them, with Allison and Christina in particular, was wonderful because we share a lot of the same experiences. We have a shorthand. We have an understanding. We, you know, would say, well, I would do this. I would do that. My friend did this. My mother used to do this. You know, we had this kind of you know, group thing about, you know, making sure that we kind of all believed what each woman was doing at any given time.
Now, Denise, before I let you go, in this film, you casted Cheryl Ladd. Now, I remember Cheryl Ladd from Charlie's Angels reruns after school. What made you think of her for this role?
We had a very difficult time finding someone who look like they could be Katherine Heigl's mother. I wanted someone of equal beauty who was still beautiful at, you know, at be as a woman of a certain age and was as perfect and put together as the Katherine Heigl character. It was very difficult to find the right person. And when Cheryl Ladd came up, I thought, oh my gosh, she is a great beauty. You know, I remember her from Charlie's Angels, and every guy, you know, was in love with her. And as soon as I met her and she read for the role, I was like, oh, God, she's perfect.
Okay, Jeff, can you please tell us about your character and the basic premise of this film?
I play David Conover. He's a lovely fellow. Formerly married to Tessa, Katherine Heigl's character, engaged to Julia Rosario Dawson's character, kind of caught in the middle of two very strong personalities. It's been interesting.
I mean, how was it like working with a director like Denise Inouye?
It would be such a different thing if it was directed by, from a man's point of view, I think. I mean, Denise brings up a lot of things that I never would have thought of, which make you a little, which I think maybe the sympathy I have for Tessa's character and Julia a little bit, I get from the eyes of you know, Denise bringing that to my attention. Like, just, you know, just imagine that. Imagine, you know, seeing, put yourself in Tessa's shoes and see how, you know, she would feel watching, you know, her husband, ex-husband, and daughter walk away swinging arm in arm with this beautiful new girl that just came to town. And so yeah, Denise has been great. I'm really grateful. I feel so lucky to be doing this. It's been fun.
I mean, you had to work with Katherine Heigl and Rosario Dawson. What was that like for you?
I've had so much fun with both of them. They have such different personalities. Rosario and I are probably more similar in personality. We're a little bit more outgoing and ridiculous. Katherine is, but not at first. She's a little more shy, actually.
I've seen the previews of this movie. Just want to put that out there. And it looks very intense. So, how do you think Tessa views Julia?
I think that Tessa sees Julia as obviously a threat to just Tessa as a person. You know, she is so completely different than Tessa. She is beautiful and charming and effortless in all that beauty and charm, where Tessa is far more rigid and controlled and practiced and studied. And so I think when Julia sort of comes into the scene, the first feeling that Tessa has is simply, why, how could he choose her, you know, a girl so completely different than me? Is he so repelled by who I am?
Can you give us a brief synopsis of this movie?
It's not a mystery, but it's got this thriller aspect of it. It's you definitely kind of don't know what is going on. I feel like at least the first act and a half, you don't really know what's going on and who is manipulating what. And, you know, the reveal of it is, I believe, really satisfying and exciting and engaging and certainly entertaining. And I think it's a really, like we were saying, relatable in a very heightened way kind of story.
I mean, you work next to Rosario Dawson in this film. So, what was it like, you know, seeing her every day and acting alongside of her?
Rosario is a dream. She is just the most effervescent, lovely, outgoing, wonderful woman. And she has made this so easy to just have fun with and play with. And she's so incredibly supportive. And, I mean, she just, every performance and every scene, she's just so there as a performer and so supportive after every take. She's like such a great champion. I love her. I'm gonna do everything with Rosario.
Now, I know that you've worked with Denise Inouye in Life as We Know It. So, what was it like working with her again on this film?
Denise has been incredible. I worked with Denise years ago and she was producing a film I had done, and we've stayed in touch and stayed in contact, and I've just always really loved her and admired her and respected her, and it has been an incredibly rewarding experience to get to do this with her as a director and an actor. She is completely on it, to the point where I feel, I wouldn't say the first time, but maybe the first time, like, very safe with my director. I don't second guess myself or my choices. I feel like Denise knows exactly what she wants, and if she wasn't getting that, she would tell me.
Now, I've seen movies in the past that have similar, let's quote-unquote, crazy characters. What is Tessa's motivation?
I think in Tessa's world, it's trying to hold on to what she thinks is hers, you know, and it's not just David or Lily, it's the town that she's kind of come to be the epicenter of, and the lifestyle, and, you know, the shop owners. I mean, you think of the dress situation, and the shopkeeper says to Julia, oh, you know, Tessa's one of my best customers. So now Tessa, you know, now Julia's in Tessa's store. buying clothes Tessa would buy. You know, it's for Tessa, it's like, hey, you're just not welcome here.
Now, hi, Rosario. I guess it's your turn. And I'm not going to lie to you. I have been waiting on this all day. So, my first question is that you play so many characters throughout your career, and they're usually very different than others that you have played. So, what made you like your character or like the story to be attached to this project?
What I really like is sort of that is that journey. You know, it's you see someone who's excited about this new steps, you know, the new steps and for their towards their future and their dreams, and you know, that sort of like you're catching them at that pinch me moment where they're just like, I'm in love, I'm excited, I'm happy, when's the other shoe gonna drop, you know, and playing that character who's gone through it in her life, you know, you learn pretty quickly, you know, and certain illusions that kind of come up in the first little while of the film that, you know, she's, you know, had a strained relationship with her family and her parents.
And that's cool, and I can see why you would be a part of this project because of the story, but could you tell us a little bit more about your character, Julia?
She is, she's a writer. She works with a sort of like dot-com company up in San Francisco, and she's fallen in love. She's newly fallen in love. He's divorced. He's been divorced for about 2 years and has a little girl from his first marriage. And he's convinced her to marry him and move down to his hometown and move into the home he grew up in and help him raise his child. And she is in love and excited about that possibility and willing to go into it, even though she does not have a background that makes her feel very secure in being a parent or any of those different things. So she's definitely stepping into this new life with excitement, with some trepidation.
Now, you work opposite Katherine Heigl in this film, and Katherine is usually the protagonist in a lot of the movies she plays. So, I gotta know, what was it like working opposite Katherine Heigl?
She does sort of like the that scary, evil, perfect Ice Queen thing really, really well. I mean, went full out with the hair and did the whole thing, and you know, just being that precise kind of personality that you can see and that you recognize.
Beautiful. That's cool. Now, you've been in the Skype with us as well, and we've said nothing but nice things about Denise. So, I got to know, what was your experience working with Denise as, you know, director? How was it?
Denise was fantastic. Every little detail she was so excited about. We worked until literally the very last second possible throughout our shoot date, and then we're luckily able to kind of go back in and do some pickups and do some reshoot stuff, because she just crafted this really beautiful experience, and we just really did not have enough time. Like, it just, you know, it's amazing what we were able to accomplish and the story that we were able to tell. It's a big story. It's a lot of people, you know, and strong perspectives with which to tell this story. And it goes in, and because we've, you know, some aspects of the story is familiar, you want to make sure that you're giving it a new life, you know. And she was just, her background and her breadth and storytelling and you know, and producing and creating these big, massive worlds for other people, to be able to do that for herself with her own vision and actualize and bring in the people she wanted to work with, and all the way through, and the casting, and you know, just rooting for people and fighting for people that she wanted to work with.
I understand we're running short on time, so I got a couple quick ones for you, Robbie. Robbie, you're a producer on this film, Unforgettable. Now, Denise is a producer / director. What did you see a difference between when she put on the director's hat as well as the producer hat? Or can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Denise, strangely, it was like a natural, I mean, it was as if she had been directing her whole life. That I would say, honestly, one of the biggest challenges has been to have her keep the producer hat off and get her to, like, you know, she knows that we've got it, Allison and I have got the other stuff, but she's been just so focused. Every decision's been based around the characters, you know, the locations we chose. she's so zoned into what each character would have, the cars they would drive, the wardrobe, I mean, everything, the set dressing.
That's pretty cool. So I guess we can close with this. Ravi, what should the audience expect while watching this movie?
If it plays the way that we've designed it, which I think it will, is, you know, you start with Julia from another place, drawn into this new environment to fit in, and then you're into these homes and you just get drawn in further and further into their world, and then it should be a call and response movie where the audience is like, don't go there, watch out over here, and if I think we will have won. We're winning if that happens.
Hey, I want to thank you guys so much for a little bit of your time. As we said, the movie is Unforgettable, coming to a theater near you April 21st. Thank you guys so much for having us. All right. That was the cast, man. I felt pretty good about that. And got to say, I kept my professionalism. I kept it cool. I talked to Rosario Dawson. Bucket list, scratch that off. Yeah, and you came together with your...
I think I missed the mark on one question.
Oh, yeah, I totally Googled that. I was wrong as hell. She was not the director.
She was the executive.
I was wrong as hell.
Yeah, she was involved with the movie, so...
With Katherine Heigl, you know what?
Correction on my part. She, and life as we know...
Oh, I was wrong as hell.
She was the executive producer. She still worked... Yeah. Katherine Heigl also was an executive producer on the movie, so they did work together before, so it wasn't totally off.
Yeah, but she gave you that look,
but
like...
she didn't correct me.
Yeah, she didn't correct you, but she gave you that look like... Director, motherfucker. Like, all right. That, I know this is an audio medium, and people didn't see the, the Skype session. Uh-huh. You can hear it as good as they all, but that's just what it was. I want to thank the people, the cast and crew of Unforgettable. It's coming out this Friday. And I don't be first in line, Rosario. You saw? Did you see?
Oh my God! I got a dang on coupon for popcorn and drinks, and I'm not gonna share it with you.
Yeah, I buy my own damn popcorn. Actually, you can be on the other side of the theater, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you're not gonna treat me like that.
You the one saying like I'm not sharing my popcorn. No, look. All I gotta say is this: during the Skype session,
do I lust after men in the movie?
I didn't ask you to quit. Could I ask a question? Can I ask a question? Did you see the chemistry between us?
I didn't see that.
You didn't see no chemistry? Because I stepped up. And I kept a professional. I didn't talk about any of the other projects. Matt, she's totally welcome to come back, and we can do a long-form interview. How I like doing long-form interviews. She's totally welcome. I'll go to her. I don't give a shit. But yeah, I mean, like, did you see the chemistry? That was some good chemistry right there. And, I think that was just the tip of the iceberg between a nice, long friendship. Friendship. Like, either way. Like, everyone I talked to was totally welcome back for a long form interview.
Yeah, everybody but.
No. She can come back. But when it comes down to that. And I did it. We did it. I know I can be long-winded sometimes. But we did it under time. Well, I did it under time restrictions because you was like, boom, boom, boom.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? You can't hold people's time up.
But one thing I was like, I want to say impressed by, and I think this is your ignorance. Your ignorance.
Okay.
You talked to Cheryl Ladd, and you kind of held your own with Cheryl Ladd.
Was I not supposed to?
This is what I mean by your ignorance. I don't think... Do you know where Cheryl Ladd is from?
Yeah.
Where?
She's on Luster.
Like, put the Google down. Put it down.
No, I will not.
It's fucking Charlie's Angels.
Shut up, Sam.
No, I'm just hearing Cheryl Ladd.
Sam.
Dude, seriously.
Don't do me.
Heather Locklear. Not Heather Locklear. Oh, Jesus. The lady that died when Michael Jackson died. Why am I blanking on her name? Farrah Fawcett. Jesus. Farrah Fawcett, Cheryl Ladd. You don't remember Charlie's Angels?
The OG Charlie's Angels.
Yes!
Okay, I know. I don't like you always trying to.
You know what bothers me? You did not know that going into talking to her. You couldn't have. How do you talk to Cheryl Ladd and not bring up Charlie's Angels?
Well, seeing it as though we're the media and we're limited to such things, there's no time.
Shit, I brought up, like, Claire Temple with Rosario.
That's because you're crazy.
Like, you...
And you're trying to wet your beak.
Yeah, wet my beak.
You're nasty.
Hey, look. That is...
That is what?
Like I said, I've been following her career. She's been in top five with Chris Rock.
Top five of what?
No, top five with Chris Rock. This is the name of the movie. It. Oh, it was a great movie.
Of course it was.
It was an awesome movie.
Spank Bank?
No, she was just... what is wrong with you?
I have to ask these things. Like, you lust over some weird people.
If you got to really sit down and talk about Rosario Dawson's body of work...
Could you say it together? It's not body and then of work. No, it's body of work.
There's some... She
you
has...
You know what? Fix your own food.
She had some...
I'm not cooking for you today.
She had some moments. Like, we talk about trash.
Tell Rosario Dawson to come over here and make you a hot pot because I guarantee you she can't cook.
Rosario, if you still on this Skype, we could dial him back. I mean... Trance was one of those moments. You talking about Spank Bank. Look, and like I said, and I mean this with all due respect. Because, hell, even when I talked to Denise DeNovi, she was just like, you know, what man couldn't fall for Rosario? And like, she told the truth on that.
I can name several.
They're all, like, the men who won't fall for Rosario are gay men.
Not true.
Like.
It's a man that like they strong chocolate sisters.
Hey, and I'm down with strong.
I thought you were one of those
chocolate sisters, but you know I'm not gonna shut down the Dominicans. You know.
What about your wife?
Oh, you good? You good? You did a good interview. You talked to fucking Charlie Sagal.
And he gave me the church patch, y'all.
You talked to All right, but here we go. Like her, you talk about Spank Bank. You got like Trance, obviously, when she was butt ass. That was all right. You got to talk about He Got Game on the Ferris wheel. Now that I think about it, it's a moment. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, okay.
Woo! Gassy Unforgettable this Friday, the 21st of April. Catherine Heigl's in it too. Catherine Heigl, look.
Yeah, I like Catherine Heigl.
Look, Catherine Heigl, Rosario Dawson. Jeff Schultz, because he's in the movie, and Cheryl Ladd. Mm-hmm. He's the only man in this movie, apparently. Mm-hmm. And Quiet as Cup, you know who in the movie? Whitney Cummings. And I like Whitney Cummings.
Okay.
Either way, we'll get into all of that.
So our date night is going to be interesting.
I don't think this is a date night.
It will be
a date I'm just going to go see the movie, because, you know.
Don't play with me, Sam.
Unforgettable. It's a good movie, man. I'm just saying. Alright, but let's get down to our user credits. I want to thank in all seriousness, I want to thank the cast and crew of Unforgettable for just giving us a few moments of their time. We could sit down, pretend to be journalists for a half a second, and me just, you scratched off a bucket list. It's Rosario Dawson, man. I really want the full hour one-on-one boy like we do here, but hey, it's a busy woman, you know. Yeah.
She's not the only one in the movie.
No, but it was the bucket list thing I'm talking about. All right. Let's get off the subject. Unforgettable because it's a great movie, obviously. Mm-hmm. All right, look. A lot of stuff happened this week, not related to the movies. Mm-hmm. Now we brought this back a few weeks ago, and then it is sweeping the nation, Sam Show Nation, if you will. Okay. You ready for another installment of Sit Your Ass Down? Now, this part of the show is for the people throughout the world, the media, I should say, the entertainers and such, who really needed to sit their ass down with some of the stuff that they did. Maybe a second thought. Maybe
honorable mention, too.
Oh, we got a few, but let's start off. Sit your ass down.
just sit your ass down and
sit your ass down. Sit your $5 ass down before I make it. And sit your ass down.
Okay, this week's... Hold on, wait. Before we jump into this week's Sit Your Ass Down. Mm-hmm. Now, I couldn't do it last week because we was with Fishbone. And I'm talking to a legend. I couldn't interrupt legends to talk about some Sit Your Ass Down. But Kendall Jenner. I know they beat this story to death. But curing protests and police brutality.
All right.
With a Pepsi?
Sam.
But sit your ass down.
Sam.
Oh, really? You finna defend Kendall Jenner?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I want to hear this shit.
I am not mad at Kendall Jenner, and here's why. She's a paid freaking actor. She was there to do a job, and she did the job, and she was paid for the job. When you leave the job, you're done.
Yeah, but at the same time,
she was realistically trying to create social change. She was there to get her money for a Pepsi.
Oh, but that's the thing. She was the selling point for her to do that.
She was the selling point because she is a influential person. I understand why you're giving her the award. She can keep the award.
It's not an award. This is just a note. This is just
giving her the mention.
The mention.
But no, I don't blame her for it. I blame the creator and the director and the producer.
Oh, everyone involved.
Whoever wrote it.
Everyone involved.
Treatment or whatever you call it. I know
need to sit their ass down.
Whatever it's called for a commercial, whoever wrote it out and thought that was a good idea, that's who needs to get the award.
Not
Kendall Jenner.
Here's why Kendall needs to get it. You, after all the bullshit that they, whoever wrote it, don't get it twisted. You could share this, you could slice up this award. It's not an award. You can slice up this sit your ass down however you want. But when the finished product came, and I hand this over to Kendall Jenner, and you read it, and you still down with it, sit your ass down. That's like me doing this. Remember the movie Bamboozle?
Vaguely.
Alright. Mantan, they was trying to bring back the blackface and minstrel shows.
Yeah, I remember the movie. Yeah.
So you know the idea, but we up butt fuck early in the morning to talk to the cast, the crew of Unforgettable. But like, when they slide you that piece of paper and say, "Hey, read this, and you tell me if this is still cool," and you say, "Yeah," there you go. Sit your ass down.
I guarantee you, there was nothing to read. They probably told her, here, you're going to walk past this bucket, you're going to grab this Pepsi, and you're going to walk over to the nice police officer, hand it to him.
Nah, either way, sit your ass down. Now, this week,
the directors deserve the award.
Oh, slice it up however you want it.
Not her.
No, she get it too.
No, she didn't.
Everybody, except, it's one person who don't deserve the award. If you watch that commercial, it's one black girl. When Kendall Jenner take off the wig and hand to the black girl, she's giving her such an eye to the point where she know what's going down. I can't believe you're doing this shit. I can't believe the look. Hold on, if I can pull it up, I want to pull this up because the look that was shot was like, I know this shit is going down, I want no part of this. Pepsi has my kids. No, I want to pull this up because the look she shot her was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay.
And that was the whole look. And I watched this commercial, even though they pulled it off air. Come on, it's the internet. You know, nothing ever dies. No. And even though they pulled it, that black woman was just adamant and letting Kendall Jenner know, I am not down with this shit. Everything that you're doing is not cool. Go fuck yourself. Don't, like, and whoever, I guess, extra, you know, it was a woman. Now, legally, we cannot play the commercial on the, we are not playing the commercial. But what I am doing, we are.
Are you sending me a link?
I am sending someone a link. Someone. To possibly what could have went wrong, where someone have, look, that whole commercial was so tone deaf. It wasn't Black Lives Matter. It was like Stephen Colbert said it best. It was cute lives matter, attractive lives matter. because when you watch that, it was like, dog, what are you doing? It's like, this is why she get the award. I know you try to defend it because that's those your girls.
No, that's not why. I'm just looking at the big picture.
The big picture.
You can't blame an actor for acting in the script that they were given. You blame the director.
Yeah, but if you reading it or and you writer. Still rocking with it.
Yeah, it's people that do stuff for a paycheck that they probably don't necessarily want
to
do.
Yeah, but in this case, you had the option to say no. You had the option.
Sam, if somebody get if you were in the position, they said, Sam, we need you to do this Pepsi commercial. We're Pepsi, so we're going to pay you buku amounts. You are a Pepsi person. But we need you to hand this Pepsi to the cops to break up this riot.
First of all, I'm a Coke man.
I'm telling you, if Pepsi came to you and offered you the offer, whatever offer it was they offered her, you would not turn it down.
All right. I am showing you a picture. We freezed it. This is the black woman I'm talking about in this commercial. Okay, right. That was her face throughout the entire goddamn commercial. And it would. What does that face say to you?
What the heck? Oh, no, she didn't.
That's the face. All right. Now, you're not dumb. Okay. Let's do this. Kendall Jenner aside, sit your ass down. Just for crimes.
Anybody else?
All right. If anything else, for just being a part of your goddamn family, just sit your ass down. You are not allowed to make statements for a while. For a while after that. But I think we can all agree on this.
Okay.
You know, I ruffled a few feathers with House of Hoops when we had the panel of experts in here talking about the prequel to the NBA playoffs. And I was like, man, this is the first company that ever jumped into the sit your ass down situation. This is the first company, House of Hoops, right?
Okay.
Since then, House of Hoops, maybe they listen to this podcast, but they start showing actual highlights again. But another company that was like, oh, word? I want to be mentioned on Sit Your Ass Down. Ooh. United Motherfucking Airlines. Oh, you going to defend them too?
Oh, no, definitely.
Sit your ass. First of all, sorry, my man was already sitting down. They stood him up to sit your ass down.
Hang with them. That somebody went digging in his past, so he has a violent history. He has this. He's done this.
Yeah, my man was on the plane, though.
What does that have to do with y'all putting y'all physically assaulting this man? What does that have to do with the price of Costco?
He didn't try to fight y'all.
If you put your hands on a convicted murderer that has done his 20 years, got out on good behavior, he's had to get on the plane. You pull off a convicted murderer. And he said, I'm not getting out to see that. I don't want to go. I got to get home. Or I got to get home. I have to get home. There's no if.
Yeah, he's
a
doctor.
I can't get home a minute later than what I'm supposed to.
My man, he has a violent past. He got this, he got that.
Thompson, well, he lost his, he was doing something with a patient. He had
They ain't got shit to do with that plane.
He lost his medical license, but he got it back. And yeah, but if it, like I said, if it was a convicted felon, straight up convicted felon.
Yeah.
On the plane.
Okay.
And they say, sir, I'm selecting you. We're gonna need you to give up your seat, so you know we'll get you, we'll compensate you, and get you on a later flight.
Yeah.
He said, no, I have to be home. Could you please pick somebody else? I'm not moving. Let's get security. Security in here. This guy won't get off the plane, and they yanked this man off the seat. Now this man's convicted felon. The same thing. Drag him off. Black man. Let's say it was a black man.
They went out of their way not to get a black man.
Like, how fast will his pass come into things? Oh, he was a convicted felon anyway.
Now, here go. So,
what difference does it make what somebody done in their past? You violated me in this moment. If you dig around in my background, I'm pretty sure you'll see some sort of something.
I think that goes anything.
But what does my background have anything to do with you physically assaulting me in the present? Nothing.
Now, here go the thing with this.
They literally assaulted that man, yanked him out of the seat, made him bump his whole face on the armrest. And if you've been on a plane, those armrests are not pliable. They're not soft. They're not feather-filled. They're hard. They're metal.
It's metal, yeah. Now, here go the thing. I have been on planes when...
Never on a train, though. But anyway.
Well, my point is, I've been on a plane where something similar to this happened, where they say, like, hey, we overbooked. Hey, do you mind getting the next flight and we compensate you? We're going to do yada yada split. We're going to get you $100 here. We're going to upgrade you to first class. We're going to give you a free meal
on the next flight, you know.
And it's up to the passenger to make that decision.
I think at some point y'all need to make other accommodations for your crew. If you know they are must ride, they have to fly back so they can do their job in the next place. If you know this is going to happen, that you have to have these four crew members fly back, why did y'all overbook this flight in the first place?
I mean, all.
Y'all end up moving anyway, because if you ask somebody to move, let's say if I got my ticket for $300.
Yeah.
Now you're going to give me, you're losing money. Now you have to give me more money.
And here's another thing.
And a better flight. So you're losing money.
This is the first time I've seen them randomly, and I'm using air quotes, randomly select. Usually they just say it over the loudspeaker, and they let the passengers make the call.
They said nobody volunteered. That's when they had to come in and do it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Then.
But if this man is a doctor, he said, listen, I am a doctor. I need to get back.
Hey, let me get somebody else.
To do it no more. I have to get back. Okay, sir. I'm going to pick somebody else. I'm sorry.
But either way, all deserving of the sit your ass down.
Yeah, United Airlines. I've never flown United, and I probably won't. I think we're like Delta or Southwest or Jet.
Blue. I mean, that was a hell of a jump from Delta to Southwest, but
I know, Delta.
That's a hell of a jump.
Not saying we won't fly United.
That's a hell of a jump.
Because we got our passports, so the world is ours.
Oh, you just got to announce that shit.
Yes, I am. We did. Oh, okay. I'm proud of myself. I got my passport. I am proud of myself.
Yeah, yourself. All right.
So I'm saying the world is ours, and I'm saying that we won't ever fly United.
Okay.
But they're gonna be doing a lot of butt kissing.
Nah.
Because everybody else, as soon as a flight attendant walk up on them, so you gonna put your hands on me, or you gonna give them a drink? All right then.
All right.
Everybody gonna be on the defense.
Now this has been brewing, like LeVar Ball was brewing. And I have been debating on the sit your ass down for this person.
That's the daddy that keep trying to set his
seat. I said it with the panel with experts. This is another person who's been brewing.
Okay.
And I just couldn't take it no more.
Okay.
Sit your ass down this week. My girl, and you got to sit your ass down. I'm sorry. Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, look, you're a hell of an actress.
Who goop?
You didn't ruin Iron Man. You ruined Iron Man 3, but we'll let that slide. But you and this goddamn website. All right, Gwyneth.
I'm about to get on there.
Gwyneth. You are not a doctor, motherfucker. Stop giving advice.
Oh, you got an issue with Dr. Gwen Medicine Woman?
Oh, Dr. Gwen Medicine Woman needs to sit her ass down because, look, with the anal stuff, she was just like, this is the proper way to do anal.
Oh God!
I let it slide.
You have to hear the ingredients for her smoothie, her morning.
This is all evidence to say we've been dropping the ball on sit your ass down with fucking Dr. Gwen Medicine Woman. Gwyneth Paltrow. I want to say this right. Gwyneth Paltrow on her website Goop. Other than the anal coaching that she's been given,
did she ever consciously on couples?
Oh, that was. That's what I'm saying. Constantly a couple. All this shit been brewing for six
years.
I gotta
tell you the recipe for this smoothie. Hold on, Gwyneth.
Oh, I got. I'm on Goop now on my website.
Paltrow.
On her website. I'm sorry. I got my tablet up. It is fucking early this morning, and I just talked to Rosario Dawson, so I'm good. But you ready for this, huh? Why you look for this? Let me.
Oh, here it is. GP's. Get it. Gwyneth Paltrow's morning smoothie. Now, Tasha, I am a huge fan of BuzzFeed. I watch BuzzFeed videos till I fall asleep because they're interesting. So they decided on BuzzFeed to make the smoothie. Now,
all right, hold on.
I'm gonna read these ingredients. Yep, a cup of almond milk sounds normal.
Okay.
A tablespoon of almond butter.
I'm waiting for this left turn.
A teaspoon of coconut oil. Okay. Two tablespoons of vanilla mushroom protein powder. Okay. All right. A teaspoon of maca or matcha, whatever you want to call it.
All right. First of all, the left turn coming. Fuck you, matcha.
One teaspoon of ashwagandha. a teaspoon of Hoshuwu.
I don't know what a fine any of this shit, let alone pronounce it.
Keep going. A teaspoon of cordyceps. Look at your face.
What?
Here's the kicker. 1 teaspoon of moon dust of choice.
Wait, what? Moon dust.
Listen, moon dust of choice. Action dust to soothe or work muscles. Beauty dust for a glowy complexion and healthy hair. Brain dust to combat mental fogginess. Good night dust when sleep has been...
None of this shit is real!
Stop talking. Sex dust for, you know, and spirit dust to get those extra sensory perceptions.
Where do you get sex dust?
1 pinch of Himalayan sea salt and 1 pinch of vanilla powder. Combine ingredients in a blender and blitz to combine.
What? None of this makes sense. None of that shit makes sense.
I'm gonna see where she gets moon dust from. I'm gonna Google moon dust.
Okay, okay. First of all, that almost made me forget why I even said such as, because it's two. We talk about Dr. Gwen, medicine woman. You ready for this shit?
Oh, I'm listening.
While she's making smoothies that you can only have one of. Jesus.
Fuck. This smoothie costs like $60 to make.
You ready for this shit? She's help. All right, Tasha, last time I checked, you're a woman, right?
Oh, I am.
See, Dr. Gwen Paltrow.
Oh, moon dust is a thing. Go ahead. Dr. Gwen, medicine woman.
She's trying to help you strengthen your vagina.
Yoni eggs.
Hold on. Here's what I'm finna do. I'm finna read this word for word.
Is it yoni eggs?
Word for word. Let me just read it word for word. She says, from Kegels to the LV to vaginal steaming and even laser treatments. We're not shy here at Goop about our interest in keeping our sexual / reproductive systems in optimal health. So when beauty / guru / healer / inspiration / friend Shiva Rose start talking about jade eggs, we at Goop wanted to hear more. Let me keep reading.
Okay.
The strictly guarded secret of the Chinese royalty and antiquity, queens and concubines use them to stay in shape for their emperors. Jade eggs harness the power of energy, work, crystalline healing, and Kegel-like physical balance. Fans say regular use increases your chi, orgasms, vaginal muscle tone.
Yep.
Not the muscle.
Tone is the tightness. That is a real thing.
I gotta keep reading. I'm only reading.
Of your vagina.
Hormonal balance and feminine energy in general. Mm-hmm. Shiva Rose has been practicing with them for 7 years and raves about the results. We tried them too. And we are so convinced we put them in the Goop shop. Jade eggs power, cleanse, and clear to make them ideal for not only the above, but for detox. Here, Shiva Rose answers all of our questions and shades of jade eggs for improving your sex life, your cycle, and overall well-being. If you would like to buy jade eggs... That you know, eggs you shove up your...
Yeah, it's nothing but...
Hold on, wait. Okay. You can go to Goop. And you can buy these jade eggs for the low, low price of $66.
That's actually not that high. I've seen the $400.
Look, could you... Okay, first of all...
I'm on Amazon right now. It's this yoni.
She's trying to shove a fucking egg up your pussy, alright?
One, it's called a yoni egg or a yoni egg.
Are you defending Gwen?
Yes, because I actually have them in my Amazon cart.
Oh, goddamn.
Sorry. They're my Amazon
cart. Gwen needs to sit her at. I'm sorry. Is Gwen an actual doctor?
I didn't get the idea from.
So shove this.
You want to know who I got the idea from?
I'm listening, man.
But not Regina King. What's the other Regina? Regina Hall.
So
she was on a Jimmy Fallon show. Was it Conan?
We're not knocking the eggs.
She was like, I have one in right now.
Hold on. We're not knocking the eggs. We're not knocking, shoving shit up your foot. That's way above my pay grade. Okay. I'm saying is, she's kicking out your smoothie that essentially you can only drink once. She's coming in with these eggs that she's knocking out for $66 a pop.
Yeah, you can get a set of Yanni eggs you can get a set for between 15 and 20 bucks.
Oh, but let's read some more from Dr. Gwen.
They go a set for 80 bucks. Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
All right, she don't need to sit her ass down for the eggs. You defended her.
No,
for this?
I'm not, because I actually want some Yanni eggs.
Are you ready for this? I'm just gonna read it up front.
Go,
Dr. Gwyneth Paltrow. One more time,
Gwen Medicine Woman.
A technique she came up all on her own, mm-hmm. called earthing.
Oh,
earthing, how walking barefoot can cure your insomnia. And more.
I walk barefoot every day and I still can't get that much
sleep. Whoa. See, and I'm reading and I quote, earthing therapy rests in the intuitive assumption that connecting the energy of the planet is healthy for our souls and bodies. And while there's a definite, if new age, appeal to the concept of energetically, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, connecting with Mother Earth, there's also more scientific angle to the practice, which posits that excess of the abundant supply of free electrons, and I say free because it's as written, free electrons in the subtly negative charged ground can help neutralize your free radicals. Tasha, you got free radicals running around your body.
We got a free radical as the president.
If only we would take off our shoes and access them being the free radicals.
I'm always barefoot.
Several people in our community. Excuse me. Oh. Several people in our community.
Which community? Goop community?
The group. The GP. Including the GP.
GP is Gwyneth Paltrow.
The group. Including GP.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, God damn it. Swear by earthing. Also called grounding, depending on where you are in the world. Sometimes they call it grounding. For everything from inflammation to arthritis to insomnia. Walking barefoot inflammation, arthritis, and insomnia and depression. Just big
My back still hurts.
Wait. Below, longtime earthing movement leader Clint Uber explains what earthing is, how it works, and more importantly, how to do it yourself. This motherfucker explains how to walk barefoot. Man, if this is not deserving of the sit your ass down.
She get it for that, but not for the eggs. She get it for that smoothie for sure. Cause I'm like, where the moon dust?
Earthing.
Granted, I did find moon dust.
You hired a motherfucker to teach you how to walk barefooted in hopes of it cures arthritis, insomnia, and depression. Sit your ass down.
Sam, you want to know how much moon dust costs? For the set of all the dust that she mentioned.
I'm listening.
The set of moon dust. And this is not so...
You gotta put a rock up your pussy for $66. You already in.
Oh, look at me, a Yanni egg.
You already... Look, throughout the three articles we've read...
But here's the thing,
you gotta be out of $130.
I'm trying to figure out, like, if I get one, like, how do I... You know, you gotta charge it.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I didn't know that.
You gotta charge it in the sun. So basically, you gotta leave it in a windowsill where the sun is shining. And you like gotta let it charge for up to 8, I think, at least 8 hours or something like that.
So you gotta put a pussy rock in the sun for 8 hours. How is this woman not deserving of the sit your ass down?
You get 3 eggs, you start off at the bigger size, and the goal is to get down to the small.
How is this woman not deserving of the sit your ass down?
I say she wasn't, because I didn't hear the Yanni egg from her, I heard it from Regina Hall. So, yeah.
How is this, like, I just want...
Guess how much the moon dust is. Give me a, just guess the price, throw the price out.
You got a pussy egg for $66.
Throw the price out.
$50.
$175.
Get... to us. This is a $300 smoothie.
Basically. Like maca. Was it maca powder? Matcha? No, matcha is something different.
And I'm being...
That's the
I'm being generous with this smoothie.
They said it's $60 per serving.
What? How much?
Yep, $60 per serving.
How much is the serving? How big is the serving?
A glass of it.
An 8 ounce? Is it we talking 8 ounces or just a glass?
Yeah, 8 ounce glass.
$66 for 8 ounces. Okay. I'm done with Gwitta because we all...
What is cordyceps? Can somebody tell me what cordyceps
is? No, we are done with Glitter. Gwen, Dr. Gwen, medicine woman, because we... What?
Okay. Are you on Goop?
I am not. Not anymore. I turned this shit off because we got one more. Sit your ass down.
All
right. I think we're going to get out of here for this because... It's so good, I want to save it. Because you defended Kendall. You defended Gwyneth to a point. I know you can't defend this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Oh, even though you defended these motherfuckers, they are still getting to sit your ass down. Never thought I'd have to say this. But Eli Manning, sit your ass.
What did Eli do?
Eli is allegedly involved in a scheme to sell fake Game Worn memorabilia. Football So this motherfucker is selling fake game used memorabilia. This is a 2-time.
See, I mean, gotta be a
Super Bowl with
it has to be a
I researched this shit.
It has to be a man.
Eli Rowe had a role in the New York Giants scheme to fail fake game used memorabilia. That's what the New York Post reported. And then he had to get up in front of the media and talk about he was partially involved. And I quote, in the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning, and I quote, didn't want to give up the real stuff. So he got fake jerseys, fake memorabilia.
So he basically just went to the sports shop.
Swap meet.
No, he went to the sports shop inside the stadium and just like rubbed his sweat on some jerseys and signed it.
This motherfucker with the Dunhams. This motherfucker
with Can you imagine him? Listen.
It's just sad. Can you
imagine
shit.
Him, no. Going to Dunham's or whatever nearby. Listen.
Going to Dick's.
No. Listen. Can you imagine him going to the sports shop, buying like 50 jerseys just off the rack?
Yeah.
Somebody see him in his backyard. He putting these jerseys in, rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
Jerseys.
Hell yeah, I wore this jersey. That's the time we played the Saints.
Just imagine if you are in the backyard. If you are in the backyard cutting the grass, you just see a man.
You just see Eli rolling.
You see a man taking off jerseys, rolling the grass in these jerseys, taking them off, hanging them on the clothespin so they can get the sun.
This motherfucker got a cardboard box of freshly unused jerseys.
This nigga had a single patch of AstroTurf
in his back. Just one little piece of grass
that he just getting.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all saw this, man. This is where I played the
he
Jets.
He putting on cleats. He went and bought new cleats and just running around, running football drills.
Oh, God.
In the backyard so he can sell this memorabilia. That
hey,
my boy,
hey, I don't know if you remember this. We played the fucking Jets and I wore this. So, please. The motherfucker buy fake memorabilia, dog. Because, and I quote, I don't want to give up the real stuff.
Nah, that big head he got, he can't go buy no helmet off the rack. Nah, he got to get them custom made. So,
First of all, I don't know how much Papa John's is paying your older brother, but apparently it's not enough.
Apparently Eli trying to set himself up.
Eli need that cash. Eli is selling.
Next stand is a misunderstanding, but
misunderstanding by you. We caught you selling fake shit.
Did you catch him in his backyard rolling around in the grass?
No. But if you taking the money, and I got two jerseys, this motherfucker on the corner for the. Yo, 42nd Street, and I got those jerseys. All right, can we agree? All right, look, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kendall Jenner. Can we fucking agree? Eli Manning needs to sit his ass down. All right, sit your ass down.
I'm sleepy now.
Oh my god.
Bull crap.
I got two jerseys right here. He's selling shit like a scalper.
Can you imagine him in Dick's?
Oh my god.
Hoodie.
No, here's the thing.
Unabomber sunglasses.
This motherfucker coming in fucking Dick's Sporting Goods with a hoodie and a big
The Unabomber glasses.
He need the big, what do they call them, the blue blockers? Some blue blockers.
Unabomber glasses, the aviator, the big
yes.
Aviator shades. Some black pants.
The cashier recognizes him immediately. Are you Eli Manning? No, I'm not.
My name is Ed.
You can't think of a name fast enough, so I'm Bleely Fanning.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Oh, goddamn, throw your brother under the bus. Meanwhile, look, DirecTV, Papa John's,
Have any endorsements?
Well, DirecTV with his brother. I think Gatorade.
Everybody got Gatorade.
But apparently he's hurting for cash. You always selling fake. You know, let me break something down.
Can you imagine Peyton talking to Archie like that?
Daddy.
First, you might be upset at first, but dude, you're gonna freaking crack up. I knew Eli was doing something weird.
Yeah.
Every time I call him, and I know they're not practicing, and I know you're not at the gym.
It's April.
Every time I call him, he's out of breath.
That is April.
And his wife is over here with the kids.
Oh, I don't think she know. There's no way.
Right. This is Peyton talking to the daddy. And his wife is over here with the kids, so I know he's not with her. But every time I call him, it sounds like he's running football drills. Dad, what's going on? I got to go check on him. Peyton drive over there. He peep his long neck out the window. The people around the back of Eli's house. What does he do? What? Eli, what are you doing?
The only thing I can say with Eli in that scenario, and only that scenario, there's such a no snitch rule. Because even if you snitched, right? No one would let you do that. You are a 2-time Super Bowl winner. No one will let you do this. Hey, nigga, you just need $5. I can give you $5.
Is it that rough at the time?
Hey, man, huh? You try to live on New York life on a Tennessee budget, motherfucker. You're going to $20. Just be cool, man. You ain't got to sell jerseys. Oh, my God, Eli. All right, Eli, from your friends at the Just Talk With Sam podcast, please sit your ass down. I think that's going to do it for this week.
And when all else fails, before you go to bed tonight.
Oh my god, just sit
just
your ass.
Imagine down. Eli Manning taking off.
You know what bothers me? I can imagine him doing it.
Running around the grass, putting cleats on.
You know what bothers me?
The grass.
After you said that, I'm thinking of everyone who's won more than one Super Bowl. Shit, I can think of people who only won one Super Bowl. Russell Wilson couldn't cut dead in that shit. Tom Brady. No. Just
Tom
no.
Brady tried to keep his nose clean. He done been through enough.
No. Ben Roethlisberger. I'm trying to think of, like, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't do that shit. Fucking Joe Flacco. He got two. He wouldn't do that shit. I'm just thinking of all the people who just wouldn't do. And Eli Manning. And the guy is the only Super Bowl winning quarterback that I can actually imagine doing that shit. Maybe. No. I was going to say Aikman, but I can see Aikman not doing it. I can see Aikman thinking about it, and then at the last minute.
All right, dude.
No, man, all right, no.
Dude, we got to go.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Look, I want to thank the cast and crew of Unforgettable. Please check out that movie. It's coming out this Friday, April 21st. Please check it out. I want to thank them for just Skyping in. We got a chance to talk with them. And everything related to the podcast can be found at samshownation.com. You can find me personally, SamShow11 on the Twitter. Just Talking with Sam. No GN Talking. Just Talking with Sam on Facebook and Instagram. And we out for this week. See you guys next week. Peace out.